MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 31, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures around 80, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:35 a.m. and 10:46 p.m. The status of Marblehead School Superintendent John Buckey is uncertain, with the start of school just weeks away. The Salem News is reporting today that the school committee will discuss Buckey's contract behind closed doors tonight. There's no indication from the school committee as to the status of Buckey's employment situation. The workers at Beverly's Starbucks location on Enon Street are looking to unionize. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the workers filed a petition with the National Labor Relations Board last week. There's been an effort across the country for Starbucks workers at some franchise locations to unionize. Gloucester's 2023 Bluefin Blowout was won by Matthew Turner of Boise, Idaho. Turner and his two sons, Jacob and Keegan, drove across the country to haul in a 719-pound winning tuna. The Gloucester Times reports that altogether 22 bluefin tuna with a combined weight of 10,271 pounds were weighed in at the tournament. In political news, Newburyport's Ward 4 city council race is heating up. The Daily News is reporting that there are now five possible candidates looking to replace retiring Christine Wallace. They're Nancy Caswell, Barry Connell, Sean McDonald, Benjamin Harmon, and David Lanpier. Lynn City officials continue to press the MBTA to move quickly to get the downtown commuter rail station reopened. The station has been closed due to safety concerns. This is Mayor Jared Nicholson.
We have been incredibly concerned about the loss of our Central Square station during repair. And we've been working with the T to try to get the train to stop in Central Square again as soon as possible. The way to do that in the short term is to stand up a temporary platform, which we've been asking the T to do, and asking them to expedite it because there needs to be train access for our downtown. We're now looking at the temporary platform being able to open in spring of 2024. In the meantime, you can continue to take the shuttle from downtown to Swampscott to get on the commuter rail, but we need this station to be up and running as soon as possible.
Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. The Lynn Water Ferry is now operating on weekdays to assist commuters working in Boston. Those driving in parts of Saugus today may be inconvenienced by the start of sewer work in the town. The Daily Item reports that the work areas to be impacted include Hamilton Street, Hanson Road, Bisbee Road, and Fairmont Avenue. And state lawmakers will be taking up the state's final budget today. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes that House and Senate leaders indicate the talks are moving along, and they hope to have a budget agreement to send to the governor soon. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Giants yesterday, 4-3 in extra innings. Tonight, the Sox open up a three-game series in Seattle against the Mariners. The Daily Item of Lynn honored their All-Stars recently at an event held at the Lynn Museum. Here are this spring's best performers in the item circulation area. Baseball, Tommy Falaska, St. Mary's. Softball, Abby Betancourt, Peabody. Boys lacrosse, Connor Cronin, Marblehead. Girls lacrosse, Brooke Lemazny, Peabody. Boys tennis, Micah Garber, Marblehead. Girls tennis, Paige Martino, Linfield. Volleyball, Callum Brown, St. John's Prep. Boys track and field, Nathan Lopez, the Prep. And girls track and field, Lindsay Wilson, Peabody High. Today on our website, we'll be posting an interview with Lynn classical football coach Brian Vaughn. Our coaches' interviews focus on the coaches and their personal experiences in the game as players and coaches. Vaughn shares his beliefs on coaching and that it is much more than X's and O's and what you do on the field.
I think just one of the biggest things that, you know, for us that, you know, that it's not a concern or a worry. You know, we just want our guys to understand the process of developing themselves to be the best person that they can be. And I'm not just talking about football players. I'm not just talking about how you play on Friday night. You know, I'm talking about academically in the classroom. Be the best person you can be when you're home at the house. You know, be the best son that you can be the best brother that you can be the best student that you can be. That's a huge thing that we talk about as coaches over at Classical. We want our kids to be like, you know, the best person that they can be on the athletic field, in the classroom, and in the community. Like, we stress that a lot. We think, you know, I probably think about that more than I think about X's and O's.
Much more with Coach Brian Bond today in a separate post right here on MSO News Sports. That is Sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Monday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.